This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Tuesday morning, a mostly dry at this point, but we could get more rain today and then maybe another storm or two. Hopefully, we'll get out of this mess soon. I was listening to Dave Murray, and it looks like we're in for some pretty clear weather for a few days after we get through this. The cleanup continues. You can always go to our website at 971talk.com, and of course, we have all of the connections up there for you if you'd like to donate to help people who are still trying to clean up after this round of storms. Now, we had a second round last night. There's some power outages as a result of that, including our own Ethan Bright, whose home has been without power all night. But we are trying to help do what we can here and direct people to the right resources. And you can donate at 971talk.com. A bunch of links on there for you to go directly to those agencies and donate. So this has been a lot of talk about FEMA coming in and getting the help we need here in the greater St. Louis area. Right now, we've got Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt back with us. And Senator, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. Good to be back with you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to have you on this morning. You know, I know Senator Hawley was, I believe, here yesterday in town and surveying some of the damage that's around here. Do you have any contact with the White House or any idea when they might try to get some FEMA help in here and declare an emergency?
Yeah, FEMA's going to be on the ground tomorrow. And we actually have a call, organized a call with the governor, the mayor, and FEMA officials actually later this morning to get more of an update also of sort of where they're at. But we were in contact immediately with Secretary Noem on Saturday morning. I was in town and actually on the ground Saturday with the governor and the mayor and surveyed the damage. It's pretty devastating, and I think it's the first tornado that there's lost a life in the city of St. Louis since the 1950s, I think.
And That's what I saw.
A native my whole life. I can't remember one really touching down in the city before. I grew up in Bridgeton. There's a lot of tornadoes that have rolled through North County over the years, but not in the city. So FEMA's on the ground tomorrow. I spoke with President Trump on Saturday afternoon, and he was engaged, and I talked to Susie Wiles, chief of staff, too, just to establish contact on to make sure that, we're getting all the help that we need. And if there's any snags, we can work through those.
So. Yeah. So, I mean, as a follow up to that, there's not a chance they're not going to help. Right. I mean, we keep hearing the mayor say we're waiting. Is it just a natural delay in getting that process started?
Well, yeah, the process goes like this. So they'll do a initial damage assessment. And assuming the damage meets a certain threshold, and from everything that I saw, it would, the governor then requests a disaster be declared. The president, and then we would urge the president to do that. When that happens, that unlocks FEMA's ability then to effectively reimburse the locals and the highway patrol and all the people that are doing things right now to help people. They submit, for lack of a better term, they submit all those receipts and all the work that they've been doing, and then FEMA comes in on the and backfills all that. But the first thing that has to happen is There's an initial damage assessment, which is what FEMA is on the ground to do this week. The governor, who may have already actually requested this, and then the congressional delegation then urges the disaster declaration. Now, there's already been a disaster declaration in parts of eastern Missouri from earlier in the spring, so it may be as simple as just extending that if it hasn't already been extended. But that damage assessment's key to unlocking effectively the reimbursement.
So, sure.
I wanted to ask you about this one big, beautiful bill, because just about 8 minutes ago, I saw Congressman Jason Smith was posting about it and all the good that he feels it's doing. And obviously, there are concerns from some of the GOP members about it. Are there any concerns or changes that you wish were in place?
Well, I want to make sure we're getting adequate budget savings. I know that's been a big point. So, yes, there's a lot to love about the big, beautiful bill. We simply can't have a $4 trillion tax increase if those tax cuts from 2017 expire. That won't get a lot of play because it's the status quo. But if you don't do that, obviously that's a disaster. So that's kind of like the baseline there. And then, of course, you've got things in there like the no tax on tips, some of President Trump's priorities. Also in there is money for enhanced deportations and the things that President Trump needs for border security. That's part of what's in there from a funding perspective. There's funding in there for the Golden Dome and some of the increased defense spending for a more agile Pentagon with the reform that's happening there on the inside. There's actually some school choice provisions in there, something I'm advocating for individuals with disabilities to save for their long-term needs. There's a lot of great things in there that we can tout. I will say this, though. I think we need to stay focused on helping reset the conversation on government spending. We cannot keep spending $2 trillion we do not have. Now, the good news is I think with the economic, think of the four stools, you've got a rebalancing of trade now, you've got energy dominance, you've got tax reform and regulatory reform. I do think if we get all that done this year, the economy is going to move like a rocket ship.
Yeah.
And then if you kind of hold the line on spending for a couple of years, that's how you get to a balanced budget. And that's certainly something that we've talked a lot about in the Senate.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Now, you were mentioning the school choice issue. What's that got to do with the reconciliation bill? How does that fit in there?
It unlocks. So think of what Missouri was able to do last year on allowing contributions to be allowed to use for scholarships for private and parochial schools. This would create the same sort of thing at the federal level, which would open up more opportunities for more students to receive those scholarships to go to the school that they want to go to, regardless of their zip code. And so that's something I wrote an op-ed with Senator Banks from Indiana advocating for that. There is some of that in the House bill. We'd like to see it expanded, but at least we've got a foothold in that, which would be a big deal for families.
Yeah. Is there a cost to that associated with, it's a tax credit, right? That you get.
It is. So effectively, yes, it's a tax credit. It's a contribution credit, essentially. So donors would make contributions like they do in Missouri, and they get an offset from their taxes, but those dollars then go to students, and effective poorer students and families that want to have options. And we're talking about the city of St. Louis and what the cleanup means, but I think we need to stay focused too on what those opportunities are for kids, middle-class kids, poorer kids who just don't have some of those opportunities so that they can go to the school that they want to. And so that would be a big deal if that ends up in here. So the idea is you put all this stuff in there and you work through it and we get it done. The House, the president is actually en route in about an hour to the House caucus. He's going to be speaking with them this morning. And the Senate isn't just sort of, we do technically have to wait on what the House sends over, but
right,
there's a lot of conversations that are happening already within our Senate conference and then also with our colleagues in the House and with the White House.
Well, that's fantastic. Senator Eric Schmidt, listen, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning for those updates. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt there. Good to get him on, and hopefully they've got the big, beautiful bill over there soon. I don't know. I mean, I haven't talked to Eric Burleson the last couple of days. There were a few congressmen who wanted to see some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what the president's going over there to talk with them about this morning.
That's what I wondered, because remember, we had Caroline Leavitt at the daily press briefing yesterday emphasizing the importance of all the Republicans coming together to support this, saying this is the time we have to unify behind President Trump and this bill.
if they're it can be a tough pill to swallow when you've gone out and campaigned on never supporting a debt limit increase or tax increase on this or that or whatever, however that works out, and then you're being told by your president you need to support this. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk to I'll check in with Burleson and see what he's got on it. Coming up, we got Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, joining us as always on a Tuesday morning. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk, oddly enough, about that same reconciliation bill where they changed some language that would have fixed the National Firearms Act. We'll talk to Aiden Johnston from Gun Owners at about 7:37.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back in a minute.
All right, just back from creating his own shell formation on the beach that others just happened to stumble across. Maybe James Comey. It is Todd Pyro, the host of Fox and Friends First.
You know, my shell formation said, help me, I'm tired. I am so tired right now. Can we just talk amongst gals here?
Yeah, please.
I overscheduled last week. Now, I looked at it and said, okay, I'm coming off a vacation. Let's push it. Let's just do everything last week. And I thought I had a pretty good week last week. I thought I got a lot of stuff done. I cannot function. We're 2 days in. I'm speaking in tongues, kids.
Wow.
Todd, how do we know you weren't the one who made the 86-47 shell formation if you were conveniently off last week?
I was off the week before, but you don't know. Maybe I had it there. Maybe I had it under wraps. Maybe, you know, because let's face it, that was intricate.
It took a little time, took a little effort. Maybe I had it under wraps and then I covered it. And Jimbo and I had this whole big coordinated thing where, you know, as part of his book promotion, he was going to walk by it and see it. And so, yeah, this is all me. You snuffed me out, Kim St. Ange.
I knew it.
I loved the memes that came out around that. My favorite one was the one that said 8675309.
I can't say that without singing it.
I know. Everybody does. Yeah, they had a ball, and then they had Comey out this yesterday, I guess. They trotted him out on MSNBC, claiming complete denial of knowing what to 86 someone meant. I've known that for as long as I can remember. How could James Comey not be aware of that?
The number one guy in law enforcement for many years there. It's so ridiculous.
It's like a mob term or something. I mean, it's been around forever.
So why was he even brought in for questioning then? If nothing, I mean, do we even think anything's going to come of
that? No, I bet probably not. But probably just to prove that they could. I don't know.
Flexing?
Flexing a little bit.
I remember I had just started at Fox when Comey got the axe. And I remember thinking, what have I gotten myself into? This Donald Trump cat, he's crazy. He's just firing people for no reason. And boy, over the intervening 8 years, we've learned he kind of has a method to his madness. And when you want to talk about crazy, Jim Comey is the top of the deep state I'm crazy list. Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He and Brennan and all of them kind of topped that list, and he's clearly got a bone to pick. But, you know, it worked out well for him because he's getting a lot of publicity for his book. So there's method to his madness, I guess. How about this?
I know they say,
go ahead.
Sorry, I know they say all publicity is good publicity, but, like, is this getting people to want to buy his book? I mean, to me, this looks like, wow, this guy cuckoo, I'm just going to avoid it. But that's just me.
Yeah, I would agree. Todd, anxious to get your thoughts. I know you're not a doctor, but you don't play one on TV. But is there any chance in anybody's mind that Joe Biden has had cancer for 4 years and the White House hid that information? I don't know how there could be any other answer to this.
So I spent my show yesterday trying to ask this in a journalistic way and not making conclusions because I am not a doctor. I ask questions on the timing because I truly am curious. I do, or at least yesterday, I was curious. I had that journalistic wonder. And so I asked questions like that. And then hours later, like 3 hours later, you know, Zeke Emanuel, that actual doctor, is like, there's no way this thing can grow that aggressively in 4 months. Validating my suspicions. But I mean, look, I feel like we were right to tiptoe around it if we are not doctors.
Sure.
But the fact that all these doctors are coming out now and saying there is no medical way it could metastasize into the bones in 4 months implies that at some point during his presidency, and I might add, at some point where he should have been under the greatest medical care that any human can receive, I call it the CEO package times infinity, that this wasn't caught. And again, here's where I'm going to go over my skis on being a doctor.
Oh, no. What have we done here?
Have I got over my skis?
I thought maybe Todd was somehow playing that, which wouldn't make sense.
Sure.
But
that would be very impressive. There is no way that on a standard PSA or the digital exam, and I don't want to go into what the digital exam is. Everybody at home that's older knows what the digital is. There is no way, there is no medical way that this cancer that Joe Biden has would not have been found vis-a-vis the PSA or the digital. It's why they do them, and I'm 100% certain of that. So that implies they either did not do these, they covered them up, or some combination thereof. Actually, going back to the first, if they didn't do it, that is medical malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get it.
Well,
and I'm a young kid.
And don't you find the timing weird? Mark pointed this out, and I thought it was a really good point. The Robert Herr audio, Axios, releases that, what was it, Saturday? And then Sunday is when the news breaks about his cancer diagnosis. So you have to question. I mean, it's really sad what he's going through, but you have to question the timing of it, of, hey, this wasn't such a good look for Biden. So were they choosing to release it on Sunday to kind of distract people, basically.
You mean like he dropped out of the race on a Sunday?
Maybe.
Yeah, just like that.
Sunday is the day of rest, apparently not for Joe Biden. It underscores a lot of other questions, and I'm not ready. And again, here's what I can't do medically. I can't tie the mental to the physical here.
Right.
In other words,
right.
The mental denouement that we saw from Joe Biden was connected to this. But I will say, and I was on doing another radio hit and they said this, and I thought hard about this, chemo brain, because, my mom's going through this right now. And, I will literally yell at her like, dude, I just said this. Like, wake the hell up. And I'm like, oh, my God, Mom, you're going through something. Let me stop being an Italian son and being a loving son.
Mm-hmm.
So
I get it.
That be tied to this if they're not telling us about a course of treatment that he may or may not have had?
Yeah.
Again, all questions we need to ask.
Todd, we're out of time, my friend. Thank you.
Have a great week.
All right. Hang in there. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. Coming up, we're going to get to 2A Tuesday and talk a little bit more about the National Firearms Act. We'll be back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. We're going to get to 2A Tuesday here in just a moment. We're trying to get a hold of Aiden Johnson from Gun Owners of America. So when we get him on the phone here in a minute, we'll get started with that. I did want to mention something, and I wasn't allowed to say anything yesterday. So, normally on Mondays, we talk to our friend Jesse Jane Duff in the 8 o'clock hour. Here's why we couldn't talk to her yesterday, because Jesse Jane has been appointed Deputy Assistant Secretary with the Department of Labor, focusing on Veterans Employment Transition Services. So she told me one time that she was under consideration for a job with the administration, and she couldn't give me many details on it. And then when she told me that that she was about to be appointed, she said, once this happens, I'm probably not going to be able to be on your show for a while. So I was kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. And then yesterday she canceled on us and then told us she was about to be appointed. So she just got sworn in yesterday morning and told me I can now announce this. So you're hearing this for the very first time. Jesse Jane, we're going to reach out to her PR people now that she's sworn in and find out how to request her through media. But probably we won't have her on regularly anymore because of her new job. It's not going to allow her to do that. So anyway, congratulations to Jesse Jane. She did yeoman's work for Donald Trump during that election as president of veterans for Trump. And I kept waiting for her to be appointed to some position within the administration. And the first 100 days was just such a blur.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Donald Trump's just now getting around to starting to appoint judges. Did you see that yesterday?
No.
Like he's been so busy doing everything else. They're just now starting to appoint federal judges to start filling positions that have been open for a while. And I guess I'm not surprised if you're down to the level of an assistant secretary position. It's just taken them a little while to get there. But congratulations to Jesse Jane Duff. She's gonna do a great job in that role, and maybe we can get her on the air here at some point and talk to her about what her her focus is going to be. Veterans Employment Transition Services. I mean, I can't think of a better person for that role than Jesse Jane. Obviously, she's a gunnery sergeant, retired, and she's passionate about veterans issues. And if she can do something to impact helping them transition into employment, because that's such an issue in a lot of cases, mm-hmm. I'm sure she's going to excel at that.
That's cool. That's a big deal.
I mean,
I'm not surprised. I thought she wasn't thinking that I thought she told us a while back she didn't feel like she would have a role in the administration. Obviously, something changed.
Well, I don't know if it was that. I think what she said was she just wasn't sure. I mean, and I guess you would, if you're waiting and waiting and waiting on an appointment of some sort, you might start to lose faith after a little while that it's going to happen. But it has happened, and I'm very happy for her. Speaking of veterans, Mark Schmitz, the father of Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, who died in Abbeygate, but in that explosion, we're going to have him on the show, I think, later this week, because he's doing this Freedom 13 effort, which is fantastic. And if you've not followed it, it is vast in scope what he's trying to do here. Like, he's already acquired land, and he's got accommodations now here in Missouri, a big piece of land for veterans to go and spend time and regroup. And, you know, it's fantastic what he's doing. He's trying to do it in all 50 states.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, it's taken him a while to get the foothold and get this first one going. And now he's trying to get chapters in 50 different states where they'll try to do the same thing. And we're going to help him in any way we can. I do know, for example, one thing he's looking for is a skid steer. If you know anybody that's got one that might be willing to either donate it or help out with the Freedom 13, go to freedom13.org and let Mark Schmitz know, and or reach out to me and I'll let him know, because I know that they've been looking specifically for that piece of equipment to kind of help out with what they're doing on that land out there. All right, let's get to 2A Tuesday, please.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Aiden Johnson with us, Federal Affairs Director at Gun Owners of America. Aiden, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. So let me get right into this. I've been following this story. I know Gun Owners has too, with the NFA and any changes to it that might be wrapped into this reconciliation bill in Congress. And that seems to have lost steam. I saw you guys tweeted this out yesterday on X that one thing they are doing is repealing the excise tax on indoor tanning services, but we can't seem to fix the NFA. What's going on here?
Well, look, this is ridiculous. We are trying to repeal parts of the NFA. We're trying to get suppressors and short-barreled firearms out of the National Firearms Act using the reconciliation process, because it's a tax bill.
Right.
And because in the reconciliation process, you can mess with taxes. You can levy a new one. You can strike an old one. And that's exactly what Congress is doing with this federal excise tax on tanning salons. They said, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to strike it from the tax code. But then when we went to the Ways and Means Committee and said, hey, can you strike the NFA tax? Can you take all the restrictions away? They're like, oh, no, it's not possible, you know. And so I think it's just a total double standard for the Second Amendment. They just do not want to put their necks out on the line, put their money where their mouth is, where they campaigned, and actually help us restore Second Amendment rights. So that's why we've been trying to hold them accountable these last few days.
Yeah, I would think, and I could be wrong here, but you pay a $200 tax stamp in order for the right to then turn around and pay, what, $700, $800, $1,000 for a suppressor. And it can't amount to that much money for the federal government. That cannot be a significant amount of income for the federal government.
Well, it comes down to about $2 billion over 10 years, actually. It might be more
wow.
than you would think. But
okay.
in Washington, D.C., unfortunately, that's just a drop in the bucket of the federal spending. And so, you know, they're working with hundreds of billions of dollars and trillions of dollars in spending in every kind of bill here. And so to say, like, well, I don't know if we can afford that. I mean, it really is not an acceptable answer in Washington, D.C., especially since we shouldn't be taking that kind of money in the first place. Right. That's like illicit revenue, to be taxing a constitutional right and then pocketing the difference. That's
Amen.
Just not what the federal government was meant to do.
Right. Well, and the easy solution would be just to remove suppressors from the NFA, because that's ridiculous in the first place. But it sounds like they won't do it because they're making money off of it. That's just disgusting. I would direct people to gunowners.org. Aiden, I'm running a little short here, but I always appreciate having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. I think the fight's not over. So if anyone's listening, call your congressman, and thanks for your help, guys.
You bet. Thank you, Aiden. Always good to get him on here. He's a hometown boy done well, working for Gun Owners now. We appreciate him.
Forgot he was hometown.
Yeah. I think he's from, I forget which high school he went to. I apologize.
Was it one of the private schools,
yeah,
I think?
Might have been. Good to get. We'll ask him next time we get him on. What are we talking about today in Kim on a Whim?
Well, housing for college students around the world, but here in the United States, no doubt can add up. Well, there could be a really simple solution to that. One group's already doing it. As long as these students are willing to give up some of their time and offer companionship. I want to run this idea by you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Yeah, when we come back.
Kim on a Whim.
College is already expensive enough, and then you tack on housing costs on top of that, and it's just astronomical. These students come out, and they're hoping to get a decent salary, but right out of the gate, you might not. And now you have tens of thousands of dollars in debt, unless your parents, you were lucky enough to have your parents pay for it, or you had scholarships, or you worked your whole college career and paid it off as you went. But that's tough if you're taking a lot of hours of classes.
Or if tuition's $40,000
a year. Even if, obviously, we would have in-state for Mizzou, which is where I went, and it's still expensive.
$27,000 a year.
Yeah, I happen to know all this right now.
But,
well, I'm sure you do. I paid off my student loans. I had a little help from my parents, not much. I think they paid like a year. But it really, really adds up. I think this is so cool. This has actually been going on now for some time, about 10, 12 years or so. But they're saying it's been really successful. It was a Dutch nursing home that implemented this really unique program where they're offering free rent to college students in exchange for their time and companionship. So in exchange for 30 hours of these students' time and companionship each month, these local college students can live in that care center rent-free. The idea is that they're there just to be friends with these folks who live there. Because obviously studies show that if you have these friendships, it can help with stress levels and lower depression and boost self-esteem. Some of these older folks might not have family nearby, you know, people who are coming to visit them. And when you're dealing with a shortage of student housing in some cases and prices that are through the roof, no pun intended, this seems like a great solution. I mean, why could this not be? I understand you have to have the space in these care centers.
That's the issue.
And they're obviously wanting to fill it up with people who...
Every bed
so they can make money. I understand that. But this seems like a simple solution if they have the space.
It sounds to me like, where was this? Norway?
This is, yeah, some Dutch nursing home.
So it sounds to me like they're far more interested in the patients there than we are in the United States. It's just honestly, because in the U.S., they squeeze every dime they can out of every inch of available space at these nursing homes. They've got extreme labor costs. They've got a lot of issues. I don't know what their profit margin is, but they're not giving up a room just so somebody will donate some of their time to make the residents feel better. That's not happening.
It seems like other countries just care more about quality of life. I remember that documentary that interviewed all these people who have lived past 100, and they asked what their secret is. And the majority of them talked about the sense of community. Obviously, they're eating better food. They're probably exercising more. They're walking. They don't have cars in some of these communities. That's clearly a factor. But it's the sense of community, too, that I think can have a big impact.
I've traveled to some just idyllic little towns in Europe where I'm sure people are healthier because they're walking to the market every day and getting fresh food and, you know, all of that stuff. I still wouldn't trade it for my life in the United States. I mean, we've got our warts, but their laid-back approach to things over there just wouldn't. I mean, it's because of the way their socialist democracy is structured. I don't mean to get too deep into that, but I mean, I do believe that's got something that they don't care. They don't particularly care. None of them really tend to care about how much money they're making. They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Their life's the same every day, no matter what, pretty much.
Well, they take 2 hours. I remember when I studied abroad in Belgium, they would take like an hour, 2 hour lunch break.
Now you dream that, oh, but wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I would walk in a shop where, you know, the shopkeeper, it's an employee, not the owner, is making X amount of dollars, and that's all they're going to make, or euros, or whatever they're making. And, you know, customer service is not at the top of their list because it's just a job. I don't know. I'm just not overly, it's beautiful. I love to visit, but I don't know if I'd want to live in that situation.
It is cool though, because the kids are, it's not their role to go around cleaning and doing all these things, but they do.
Don't they go to school for free over there anyway?
They do help with various tasks like meals and reception work. They help them with computers and their phones and different things. So there is some level of, okay, they're providing a service also to a degree.
True.
That could help.
True. Trade going on.
Yeah.
So they're using these kids to replace paid employees?
Well, I'm sure they're still paid employees, but maybe they need fewer of them because they have these students who are living there.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm sure the residents are enjoying it greatly.
They look so happy. There's this really cute picture of them in the pool together, Mark.
It would get you used to that smell so that when you got older, it would seem normal to you.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the takeaway from the story, Mark.
That's the takeaway. You're welcome.
Glad we agree.
Coming up, we'll get to Ryan Wiggins in the next hour, host of Wiggins America. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.